Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Thursday, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. And it's a Thirsty Thursday, so we're toasting to the good stuff. Coming your way this hour, a couple of mystery guests and mystery messages. Beat Rice tweets in, I'd be remiss if I didn't toast to Mraz for his years of quality radio. Me and my dad still quote the old Kenny and the Pooh Bear bit from all the way back in the overnights. Love you, Mraz, and I wish you luck for all of the future. Booskies! Daniel in the 316 is toasting Mraz for making me crack up and keeping me entertained on the road over the past several years. I'm going to miss the year of the buffoon montages. Good luck across the hall, you human filth.
Booskies! Hashtag toast 'em.
And kid in Tuscaloosa at needs a new role model tweets, I'm toasting Bogues for always bringing up the kids. DA, I'm toasting you and Pete for having more kids. And I'm toasting Mraz for always grinding for the kids. Hashtag Mooskies.
Mooskies.
Hashtag toast 'em.
Again, that is from kid in Tuscaloosa at needs a role model.
My guy.
Wendy's brought in breakfast for Mraz as a fond farewell. I just took down one of their breakfast sandos and the French toast sticks. Mraz, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm trying to, you know, navigate this thing lightly. I did a bacon croissant sandwich.
Is that right?
Again, new me. And it had a little bit, I think it's like a hollandaise-y type of sauce. I won't go full hollandaise there, but it really brought out the texture in the egg. It made it, you know, slightly runny in a good way. Mwah. Chef's kiss.
Oh, I didn't realize there were different kinds of sandwiches. I got the egg sausage on a biscuit, which is very good.
Yeah, there's a little a rendezvous of sorts.
Not the right word, I don't think, but perhaps.
We'll call it a mixed bag. Mm-hmm.
JR in the 414 says, rack the bourbon bell. She is out.
Boogie.
She was mystery guest last hour. Did a great job. Sparks Gang says, one more booski. I'm raising my glass to Mraz. Thanks for the laughs over the years, but here's to many more on the new show. Wishing you nothing but the best down the hall. Hashtag John Thick. Hashtag Mraz over Morash.
Booskies.
Hashtag toast 'em.
Carlo with a K says, toasting Mraz, even though I don't get why he's leaving. He's made us all laugh, and yet I've heard him be serious as well. All the best, Mraz, on the new job and your move down the hall. Thanks for the memories. Hashtag toast 'em.
Booskies.
All right, time now for our next mystery guest. An integral part of the DA show, 2013 and 2014, handling the wheels of steel alongside Mraz on the other side of the glass, known for being the Kenny and Kenny and the Pooh Bear, and the perfect Philly antidote to Mraz's very New Yorkiness. It's the great Kenny Brock on the wheels of steel over Zoom this morning. Brock, good morning.
DA, what's happening, my man? How are we doing?
Doing great, man. It's great to see you, and I'm sure that you'll be surprised to hear that last hour, my wife came on to send Mraz her well wishes, and he was late coming back to the segment because he was in the bathroom going number two.
Probably had a little Taco Bell for breakfast this morning. Something to get the juices flowing. Least surprising news ever. This guy's got to go see an IBS doctor. He's got a lot of gastrointestinal issues. Also, the guy who you read the tweet at the top of the hour who said, like, thanks for all the years of great radio. Like, what? Mraz, great radio? Come on. No offense, DA, but, you know, Mraz sharding on air, crying on air. That's not exactly great radio.
Take us back to the early days when you first started working with this guy and you met him for the first time. What were your initial thoughts?
The same thoughts that I have today. He's a big, dumb idiot, but he's a very caring guy. He's a really nice guy, but I'm like, there's no way this guy is going to move ahead of me. Like, they made a mistake. This is total disaster. They just know him from New York. And then here we are, whatever, 10 years later, and this guy's making a lateral move over to WFAN.
Okay, so I would say 10 years later, you're not like, how the hell did all this success happen to him? You're like, eh, no big deal.
Failing upwards is a thing. Listen, he's a nice guy, but he knows the right buttons to push. He knows that fans are passionate, and he knows that they relate to, I won't say stupid, I'll say blue-collar takes.
Blue-collar takes.
Hard hat.
Definitely a hard hat, Mraz. You should have been wearing a hard hat most of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, remember how resentful people were early around the newsroom and around the network when Mraz started to get a little bit of fame and a little bit of attention?
For wearing the jerseys?
For wearing the jerseys, yeah.
Wearing like double extra small jerseys and everything. There was nothing left to the imagination. You're just like, what are we doing? We got this guy who played for the Giants in 1987 and Mraz is squeezing into a jersey from when he was 4 years old. And it's like, what are we doing here? Like, this is a joke, right? And it was a joke. Who knew that that's what the show was going to be? Just a big bit about Mraz squeezing into small spaces like a sausage casing.
The show pony was always out for a trot, Kenny.
Hey, listen, Sean, you would always get a text from me. Oh, the pony's out for a trot today. I see, you know, getting some sort of social media update. They were just hitting that whip coming down the home stretch.
The last 7 years since Kenny's been gone, anytime a video went out of me, Kenny would just send me a GIF of a pony trotting around in this little circle.
I was the jockey at American Pharoah.
Again! Listen, again! Again!
He's got the electric stinger in the back of the whip, a little extra juice in it. Yeah, that was, listen, Mraz, you did all right for yourself, kid. There's no denying that.
You did too. Look at that wine rack you have behind you. That is some fancy stuff.
Yeah,
that's only the so-so stuff. The good stuff's off in the wine fridge.
Kenny Brock joins us here for a farewell to Mraz. So, we learned from Jolton Joe the other day that there was something called Feed Up Fridays. When I wasn't in and there were substitute hosts, Mraz and Joe D would just take off their shoes, prop up their feet, order pizza, and just press the Comrex button on as Jody Mack or Chris Moore would just go on and on for 4 hours. Did you guys ever do that when I was off?
I don't know if we would say Feed Up Fridays. We kind of did it when you were hosting. when you would go to, like, I think you're in Kansas City or something, and Mraz and I were kind of like, he's out of town. And then something happened. I don't remember exactly what it was. Sean will remember. And you read Sean the Riot Act.
Oh, I know.
After the show. And because, you know, he was like, you guys, DA, you were like, you got to take this more seriously. And I'm like, Sean, like, go in there, stand up for yourself. Yeah. Tell DA, like, we. Sent him for the buzzsaw. You took his head right off.
Well, you're confusing two stories. I actually remember both of them.
Oh, okay.
The number one Kansas City one was DA didn't have a clock in front of him. So we got on the end time, and DA thought he had like 2 more minutes, and he did. So he didn't have time to thank the station for hosting him, and he went ballistic on us.
They were incredibly hospitable. They had the engineer there bright early. It's an hour earlier than we are on. They opened up the doors. They did everything for us. And I was like, I just need to make sure I've got time to thank the station. And then the back time starts running the music. And I'm like, what the hell, guys? You never gave me the back time that we're getting out of here.
No doubt. And I will tell you the other one because I look even dumber now 10 years later. You guys probably don't even remember, but I remember. And this is the one Brock's talking about. I, like an idiot on Twitter, Kevin Burkhardt's doing a Giant game, like his first like football game he's doing. And he's getting names wrong left and right. And I take to Twitter. I'm like, leave Burkhardt on the Mets. He can't be doing football. He doesn't know any of this. And DA tweets at me and basically says something to the effect of, you know, maybe we'd like to have Kevin on as a guest one day. You don't want to openly, you know, drag this guy on social media. And he tweeted, and right away, what did all my friends around the, oh, daddy's punishing you, blah, blah, blah. So I went the next day, we went to have the conversation. And I'm like, you know, it's ridiculous. He made me look bad. And Kenny knew what was coming. Kenny knew I was going to get sawed off at the pelvis. And he goes, you go in there and you stand up for yourself. You're a man. You're not a kid. You go tell DA that what he did is not right. And Brock set me up for fail. I went in there. DA didn't talk to me for a week after that. I was obliterated.
It should be noted as we
fast forward. And now he's calling Super Bowl.
Yeah, he called the Super Bowl. If we could get Burkhardt on the show, we'd be thankful. We'd be lucky to get him on the show.
Lead voice on Fox.
But the Mraz meantime is just trolling him as an executive producer on a syndicated radio show of a guy doing a play-by-play on network television.
But, yeah, I was very immature in hindsight. You were absolutely right. But Brock sat there and wanted me to get crushed. And just to add to those feet up front is, Brock, you can relate. I think it's no problem revealing this story. You're gone. I'm about to be gone. There was one night Jay Berman filled in, and we did an hour of phone calls called Not Here, Not Now on going in your pants.
Is that when he farted on air?
Yes, and it was this whole thing, and this guy called from this, talking about how he had escaped jury duty, and yeah. we proved that bosses didn't listen because we all probably would have been fired after that show.
Well, and then there was the whole... Was that with Berman where we did, or was that with DA? I think you were out, Mraz, and I was cutting the, what's the end of the show thing
called? The Epic Fail.
And I did an EAS turns in
the
air.
Oh, God.
And it was very funny because it worked out. I mean, the bit was funny, but I got a call the next day from our boss, like, Kenny, what are you doing?
The network melted down. Alan from Legal.
We had corporate
involved.
Meetings. Everybody had to meet because of Brock.
Brock?
I only got a call from Spitz. So, I mean, you know. Brock, you call me. I got an email, though, like 8 o'clock in the morning. Kenny, call me. I'm like, bro, I just got off the shift. I'm going to bed. What do you want? Turns out.
Brock came to us from WIP in Philadelphia, where he was a board engineer, a board op, producer, et cetera. Came here to the big city, New York, network radio, and was hungry. He was driven. He was hungry. I always related to Kenny Brock. I always really liked having him on the staff because he knew good radio. He knew what was schlocky, lazy radio, and he didn't want to do that. He wanted creative and good and wanted to be great. And then here was Mraz, and he was paired with Mraz, who couldn't care less, was as sloppy could be back then. Just had no work ethic and no drive and no, just was like, whatever, whatever is whatever. And that was, to me, like the brilliance of you two guys, because you, Brock, constantly resented the fact that Mraz was so not ambitious and yet kept succeeding in the position.
It didn't make sense. It still doesn't compute with my brain. I'm like, listen, I'm here. I'm working like a dog. I'm working the overnights. I took $5,000 less than they said they were going to give me. I'm like, whatever. I'm living in New York, living on pennies, but like, I'm here cause I'm going to, you know, keep, you know, grinding and, you know, whatever. And then I meet this kid and the first night I'm like, all right, like maybe he's just like a little off. I don't know. And then like a couple of weeks working with him, I'm like, no, he's like legitimately dumb. Like what do the bosses see in this kid? And why is he? And yeah, I don't want to say I resented him, but it definitely added to the dynamic in the control.
But you were always, you were frustrated by his lack of work ethic, his lack of care about his body. You were constantly annoyed by that.
I was annoyed by a lot of things, but yeah, his lack of work ethic, because he would go out there in the, you know, he would show up a little bit late. I'd have been there, you know, like cutting stuff for the show that night. And he kind of strolls in with his belly and he's eating a sandwich and he's waiting for the show to start. And he's like, yo, Brock, what do you think about this and this? And I'm like, I'm going to punch this guy in the face. This is going to happen. I'm going to get fired for punching my coworker. But I didn't. And, you know.
You did.
I didn't.
Brock has gone on to great things with video production, behind the scenes, sports production, film, editing, etc. So he's a great success from the DA show roots here on CBS Sports Radio. But the dynamic then Philly and New York was always so great between you guys. You guys were doing always fighting about the Giants and Eagles.
Yeah. And that's how we led to throwing the battery bet where I'm winging batteries and Brock actually got hit in the hand pretty hard with the battery stuffed in a tennis ball.
Because it was a Rangers Flyers.
Yeah, again, another bet the bosses had no idea we were doing. And then, of course, when I cried about Jeter, it was Brock playing up the music and losing it and couldn't take me seriously.
Between what? The Jeter and the Cal, I think I was more ashamed of you for the Callahan thing. he's my captain. I'm like, what? It's hockey. Shut up. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, dude, you were. And then we would get the traction online for going viral, and it'd be like on the Big Lead or another website. And I just looked over at him, and I'm like, this is so stupid. Like, and then I think that's what I knew, like, societally, we were in trouble. I'm like, this guy keeps getting traction for being, like, a big, dumb crybaby. And here we go. But listen, man, congrats on the lateral move.
What?
I mean, most people would die to go from a locally produced radio to a nationally syndicated show. Here you are going reverse, and you're not even hosting. You're still producing, and you're filling in because the other guy went to overnights. So then if you follow the trajectory here, if McGonagall...
You read the wrong press release, pal. That's what I'm going to tell you. You read the wrong press release.
What show are you going to?
I'm going to that show. My name's not on it, but I am hosting, yes.
Oh, you're going to... Your name's not on it, but you're hosting?
Yes, yes. I know.
Huh?
I know how that looks, yes, but yes, that's what's going on.
Oh, okay.
No buttons pushed by me there, no.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. Pushing
the button. You don't even push any buttons now.
I push yours.
Right. No. You, listen. All right, whatever. I read the wrong press release. This is how much I care. This is how much prep and research I did. I Googled Sean Marash, WFAN, to see where you were going, and then...
I Googled it.
I got the wrong freaking story.
No, I think you got the right one, Brock. Brock, thanks for joining us, buddy.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
Okay.
Marez, good luck with whatever you're not doing.
Later, Kenny.
Kenny Brock was our board op engineer on the Wheels of Steel during the overnight days 2013 and 2014. When we come back here on the show, mystery guest folds into mystery messages. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's new on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, 23 minutes past the hour. Thanks for being with us. Listen to us on hundreds of affiliates nationwide and also on SiriusXM Channel 158. And check us out as well on the free Odyssey app or the free CBS Sports app. On a thirsty Thursday, Foxy is toasting to his job for getting tickets to the 1 p.m. baseball game in my city. And with $35 of Wood credit. Hashtag Shake Shack, hashtag Booskies.
Booskies.
Ed tweets, I tuned in late, but I heard the bourbon bell. I thought it was the Jim Rome smack off. She crushed him, jungle style.
Hashtag toast them.
Booskies.
Kristen in Buffalo tweets, I'm raising a glass and a final booski to Mraz. I'm not sure in what other universe I would have been called a pork butt with such warm fondness. The show has made me into a sports fan, and I only have you and a global pandemic to thank for that. Thanks for all the laughs.
Booskies!
Kristen in Buffalo did something amazing for us that I'm going to unveil coming up here shortly, but such nice tributes to Mraz and the show that have come in over the last few weeks after the announcement. Steven Severna Park, I'm first of all toasting the great show and great times in the future. Secondly, I'm toasting to Mraz for 10-plus years of being himself and making us love him. Hashtag Booskies.
Booskies.
Hashtag toast him.
It is Mystery Week here on the show. Guests from all over coming in. Friends of the show, a cast of thousands to wish Mraz a fond farewell. And so, who's next?
Mraz, it's Super Dave. I think we've been in each other's company a total of once or maybe twice. I watched an MVP quarterback tell you to get away from me, buddy. I figured that was the type of thing that happens to you a lot. I'll never forget the first time I heard you on the air. I thought, who in the world is this dude? I didn't think you should be fired. I thought the person that gave you a mic should. Coaches preach consistency. They want perfect execution from the first practice straight through the playoffs. That could be in the weight room, diet, film study. Everything needs to be precise, repeatable, total and utter dedication. Those areas maybe are not your strengths, but consistency, brother. You're the same dude as the first time I heard you. Sure, it might be the Joe Judge Giants. No, that's not fair. The Ben McAdoo G-Men. Hey, I'm in a good mood. Jim Fossil's Big Blue. I must tell you, a year or two ago, I was listening to the show and texted a fellow friend and a listener, someone that both of us know. I asked him what it was about you that works. It clearly isn't the outlandish takes and incredible IQ and ability to think on your feet. No, it's actually... God, what is it? It's something really endearing. You're lovable. Ridiculous, a total buffoon, but everyone wants to give you a hug. Mraz, I owe you. Without your sharp picks, I'm not the, if you're not making tacos, I don't love you no more guy. As you move to WFAN, don't change. We need all the now, wait a minute. Feeling good, doing well. Yeah, you like that, big boy? I'll drop dead without those burritos. And how many beers ago? About 1,000 that we can get. And on a personal note, seriously, let's talk obesity. You heard me wrong? I have a weird waist. Mraz, do you know where that waist came from? I believe it has something to do with French onion dip with bacon, but with dipsy doodles.
Super Dave Friedman, the voice of the Winthrop Eagles. So good. But seriously, let's talk obesity. Well, the mystery messages continue. This is the play-by-play segment of the show. First, Super Dave of the Winthrop Eagles, and now a familiar voice who's the voice of the St. Louis City FC, Joey Zanaboni.
Here comes Mraz, stepping up to the plate for a new role. He's relieved to be moving into a job where there's no accountability and very little work. He'll fit right in, but he's still nervous. In fact, he's so nervous about the new job, he's eating an entire bag of Funyuns. They're right there on his Buddha belly, at least the crumbs, and it looks like some tears are dropping onto that Buddha belly as well, because he'll miss all of his friends here at the DA show. Pitcher, finding a sign, nods his head. Mraz stares him down wearing his stained Tanaka Tuesday t-shirt. The pitch, and Mraz is not in the box. He's outside the building, and he's sounding foxy on those bagpipes, warming up for a proper funeral procession. Mraz heading off the DA show and heading into that great horizon of, well, I gotta look up whatever the heck is next out there at WFAN for him. Sean, thanks so much for changing my life, or at least my radio would. It's a pleasure. Joey, signing off for you. Best of luck to the best, or at least the fifth best, that the DA show has to offer, Sean Mraz Marash.
Love that guy.
Joey's animal. Here's the pitch, and Mraz is not in the box. Joey Z, also Zanaboni, wanted to send one other thing, one other clip. So this is a mystery message from Zanaboni.
Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. Some people need to help somebody when the edge of surrender's in sight. Don't you worry. It's gonna be all right. 'Cause I'm always ready. I won't let you out of my sight. I'll be ready. I'll be ready. Never you fear. No, don't you fear. I'll be ready. Forever and always. I'm always here.
That was Deshaun.
That was a prose poem. And Joey wanted to make sure that we played that on the air because that was very serious to him.
He wrote that himself, or that's somebody else's?
I have no idea.
Is it the Baywatch theme? I'll be ready.
Or from Beowulf. One of the two.
That might actually be the Baywatch.
Yeah, pull up the Baywatch.
Wow, if that's the Baywatch theme, that's the greatest radio bit of all time. Joey Zanaboni sings theme song seriously?
That's it.
Is it?
Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. Some people need to help somebody when the edge of surrender is in sight.
Oh, no.
Don't worry.
I'll be ready.
It's going to be all right. Because I'm always ready. I won't let you out of my sight.
Here comes Hasselhoff.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready.
There's Yasmin Bleeth.
Never you fear. No, yes. Don't you fear. I'll be ready. Forever and always. I'm always here.
That's amazing.
Zanaboni sang the Baywatch theme song to send off Mraz.
I got it right here.
Oh, nice job. I would have never gotten that. It's a great job.
That's amazing. Man, I can't tell Dave Matthews or Pearl Jam song still sometimes, like five or six notes in. I got that out of a dramatic reading of the Baywatch. What is wrong with me?
While I appreciate the Baconator and Scott Norwood card, that is by far my best gift out the door.
Kevin tweets, I'm toasting Mraz for the highest quality buffoonery you could come to find at a national program. Sometimes perplexing, sometimes awe-inspiring, but always entertaining.
Booski!
Hashtag toast-o.
Guys, this is from Kristen in Buffalo. She actually drew this. Now, this is a cartoon of all of us around a spaceship. This would be the mothership. Here is Bogish reading Stunned to a News in an astronaut's outfit. Here is Pete the Body Bilotti with calendar dates, days to burn.
Yes.
There is me with a microphone. And there is Mraz in a Rangers jersey with a fork and a spoon licking his lips. Here's an oink button. Here's stained pants, bacon for Canadian bacon, a chicken with one wing and one arm cut off. Here is...
It'll grow back. Don't worry.
Wizard of Watch DA, Wizard Beard. Here's Cat behind the camera. Mothership at the Movies Reel. Tacos. Hard hat. All of this. And she drew this.
Wow.
And so she printed out 5 copies, one for everybody here, and sent them to the studio.
That's awesome.
So we can all have this in our offices and studios, but this is incredible.
Thank you, Kristen. That is unbelievable.
That is amazing.
And look at her attention to detail. Cap, if you want to get a one shot of this, just so that the viewers can see this up close, it's just got such detail. It's just amazing.
What's underneath Sean? Dirty pants?
Okay.
Yeah,
that's dirty pants.
Stain on the back of the pants.
Okay. And I see a milkshake, I think.
Yes, for Detective Milkshake.
Yeah, there's a milkshake right next to Mraz.
That is awesome.
Yeah, Kristen in Buffalo is a hell of an artist. And she's a self-proclaimed pork butt. She's a fan of Mraz.
I love my pork butts.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Now, Bogues, we have something to play. You want to do that after the headlines?
You tell me. I've got my own.
Yeah, let's do headlines.
Got a couple. We'll
do headlines, then we'll go out to break with what I want you to play.
Okay, so headlines. Dan Snyder might only have a few hours left as Commanders owner. What comes first, Sean leaving the show or Snyder leaving the NFL? The other NFL owners in Minneapolis for meetings during which they're expected to approve Josh Harris's $6.05 billion purchase of the club. The Jets are reportedly trading wideout Denzel Mims to the Lions for a 2025 conditional sixth-round pick. You and I have the same amount of TD catches that Mims has since being a second-rounder 3 years ago.
Wow, he never caught a touchdown.
No, sir. And quick congratulations down the hall to our good friend Boomer Esiason. He and Chad Johnson this morning elected to the Bengals Ring of Honor.
Ocho Cinco got in?
Yes.
I mean, he's a pretty prominent Bengal.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's other
he
guys.
He is prominent, but I'd have to check.
So we did this. You were not here.
Okay.
Corey Dillon got upset about the process.
Right, I talked about that story.
So we went through this. Chris Collinsworth, there's only the third class, second
class? Yeah, it's the third class.
So Chris Collinsworth not in, Dave Lapham not in.
Ken Anderson is in.
There's another quarterback.
Munoz is in.
Right. And
Ken Riley's probably in. Because he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
I'm not sure. Is Ken in? Either way, there's a lot of people that should have gone in before Chad. Not that Chad doesn't deserve it.
Yeah.
And even Boomers this morning, when they went on the air, said, I don't need to go in right now, but congrats to Boomer. He's going in this year.
Yeah. Chad Ochocinco gets in because of his celebrity, I think, more than his production.
And that was Corey Dillon's point, is that season ticket holders vote on this, not some kind of astute panel of Bengals historians.
And Corey Dillon's a historically aggrieved person. He has felt kind of like angry about everything.
If you had a way to do it, if he had the choice, I would put Boomer with Collinsworth and put him in that
room. If you could do generation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, Ochocinco's their leading receiver by over 1,000 yards.
Okay, but he's 1,000 yards better than what? T.J. Husmanzada?
A.J. Green.
Okay, does A.J. Green deserve in this class?
Not in this class, but I bet you A.J. Green gets in.
Probably, but it just feels very early for Ochocinco.
It is round one of the Open Championship at Royal Liverpool.
Hi, old Cherry. Hello, Governor. How are you doing?
Amateur. Christo Lamprecht carding a 5-under-66 for the early lead, but Tommy Fleetwood just joined him at -5 as he plays 18. Jordan Spieth shooting a 2-under-69 today. Rory McIlroy, John Rahm tee off at the end of this hour. Phil Mickelson has a 10:21 Eastern tee time. The Women's World Cup beginning with an upset.
Field, New Zealand. And Wilkinson makes a run. Open in the box. Played across. Wilkinson, go! New Zealand leads!
That's JP Delacamera screaming on Fox. Hannah Wilkinson scoring for co-host New Zealand. The lone goal in a 1-0 surprise over Norway. The football Ferns didn't win a match in their previous 5 World Cups. Now, Australia, the other host, their women's team is nicknamed the Matildas, and they began their tourney with a 1-0 win over Ireland. The U.S. team faces Vietnam tomorrow night. DA mentioned this way back in the opening segment. The Angels keep winning, complicating a Shohei Ohtani trade. 3 straight victories for their last 5 after a 7-3 final over the Yankees yesterday. Manager Phil Nevin.
We're just playing consistently. We've played clean. We pitched well. Timely hits. That's what, it's easy to say, but that's what's helping us win games right now.
The Halos 4.5 games behind the Astros for the last wild card spot with the Yanks and Red Sox in between. Those pinstripers have dropped 9 of 11. The Twins were 6-3 winners in Seattle, a 2-0 win for the Padres in Toronto. The Braves skid as 4 after a 5-3 home loss to the D-backs, and the Reds held off the Giants 3-2. That ends Cincy's 6-game losing streak and San Francisco's 7-game win streak. And once again, Arsenal came to the U.S., faced the MLS All-Stars last night in D.C., and won 5-0.
That's really bad because that can't be Arsenal's first team.
It certainly wasn't the normal, I think, playing time allotment of the first team, but their bigger names played, just not as much as they would. Was the guys didn't start.
Was that MLS's top?
It's MLS All-Stars.
Top All-Stars? Like,
yeah.
But did the top All-Stars, or these?
I mean, I couldn't tell you if guys are out because of injuries, and if it's like, well, I played Tuesday, so I can't play last night, but that was the All-Star team getting hammered.
I mean, MLS's all-star team is 5 goals worse than Arsenal coming over for a friendly.
Yeah.
Not great.
All right, so you asked me about this.
Yes.
I've had a couple of people send me in messages they want to play for Sean.
Okay.
So here's another special one, and I guess another kind of musical-themed one coming off our dramatic reading of the Baywatch theme.
Yeah.
Now this is a story all about how his life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how it became a fountain of endless hot air. Well, in West Babylon, born and raised in the subways where he spent most of his days. Starving, carving, relaxing all cool, not paying much attention. Inside the school at the station, he doing pretty good. Felt he was a little misunderstood. So a guy brought him in and they're on their way. He said, "You're working with me now, my name is DA. He whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said Mraz and had a dice in the mirror. If anything, he can say that this cab was rare, but he thought, nah, forget it, I'll pay the damn fare. He pulled up to the studio 7 or 8, and he yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." He looked at his kingdom. He was finally there. Sit on his throne as the Prince of Hot Air.
I mean, come on.
That is awesome.
Come on.
I want that saved forever. I want that to be my ringtone.
That is awesome. He who shall not be named to sit on his throne as the Prince of Hot Air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and different stylistic approach than we're used to from a Huge or a Heel Should Not Be Named or whatever we're calling them.
In West Babylon, born and raised in the subways where he spent most of his day.
And we were mad the other day we didn't get a full version of his first song. This is why he was saving some juice for our other performances.
He's a talent. There's no doubt about it. The man is a talent.
I'll tell you right now, if you gave me an album, like it's either him or Miranda Lambert, 13-song album, it's him.
And even the better good news is that you've got now 2 possible new nicknames. You can't be Mraz anymore. You could be the Prince of Hot Air, or you could be Show Pony.
I like the Prince of Hot Air.
Evan Tiki and Show Pony.
I might go right back to the bosses after. Hey, just let me run this by you. Prince of Hot Air. Yay, nay?
I know you're not into nicknames, but
what if I change this to my name?
And I've got a theme song already built.
I change my name to Prince. Prince of Hot Air.
And then when you substitute in for Tiki when he's on vacation, you just keep playing that top of the hour.
Well, today I'm the king because Tiki's not here.
Sit in his throne as the Prince of Hot Air. Well, what a show it has been. When we come back here on the show, Advanced Analytics and your epic fail, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Analytics is just a term that's kind of thrown around a lot.
It's time now for the mothership's Advanced Analytics.
All right, everybody. Pete the Body loves carrot cake. The rest of us think it stinks. Yesterday, Nick Saban said he loves carrot cake at SEC Media Days. Today's question, what's the worst type of cake? Is it carrot or is it another type? And of course, if you were wondering, Mraz spelled carrot incorrectly on the poll. Another cake.
No.
Other comes in at 62%. 38% said carrot cake. Data says that Carrot Cake Day is February the 3rd. That's the day after Groundhog's Day. Carrot cake is thought to have originated in England during the Middle Ages. Should stay there. And there was a boom in carrot cake popularity in the 1970s. For the poll question, Mraz spelled carrot with 2 T's. 2 R's and 2 T's. Carrot only has 1 T.
Oh. Sorry.
Promotion.
Promotion. I just tweeted out Kristen in Buffalo's picture that she drew of all of us and sent it here. So if you were not able to see it on the simulcast, you can check it out on Twitter, on social media. I'll post it on Instagram as well. You can follow me there at Damon Amendo. Upside Down Mike is toasting to his buddy Mraz. Thank you for making my dopey Isles reaction videos part of the show forever and being a good friend. I know I'll be having a good time over at the boycotted station. Cheers, buddy. Best of luck.
Booskies.
Having a good time.
I feel alive. Real good time.
Dan, the moderate thinker, is toasting to the Bourbon Bell and the Baywatch reading. Best thirsty Thursday ever. Hashtag Booskies.
Hashtag toast them.
Booskies.
Dan of Mechanicsburg, Booskies to the rumbling, bumbling, stumbling Prince of Oinks, Miraz. Thanks for the laughs and the memories. Hashtag, ooh, yeah.
Booskies.
He made that hashtag.
Moist Pork says, one last toast to Miraz. Without Sean being Miraz, I'd be just another nameless fan of the show. Thank you for adding so much to my day. We'll miss you, buddy.
Booskies.
Now, that is true.
Eat the buddy, bloody. It's me, Macho Dan, Randy Dan. Oh, yeah.
Miraz saw Moist Pork's real name on Twitter or on Twitch.
One of them.
One of the two. And it's Moshe Plotkin. Right? Moshe Plotnik? Moshe Plotnik. You're right.
Yeah.
Moshe Plotnik. And you simply blurted out, this is from Moist Pork. Now, that's not his name. Neither one of those. And then he just took it and ran with it. And now he's become a regular. And the nickname Moist Pork has stuck.
Yeah. I think his wife's even calling him Moist Pork now.
Here is your epic fail of the morning. Perfect symmetry here. As we were going down the most interesting teams of the AFC, we got to the Houston Texans, and both Miraz and I thought that they drafted the other guy at quarterback.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Am I allowed to say the Houston Texans?
You are, because I considered them.
Okay, because I'm going to say the Texans because I know I'm going to see the number one pick in the draft. And Bryce Young.
With the first pick in the 2023 NFL draft, the Carolina Panthers select.
Right? No.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait.
No. The Panthers had number one.
Wait, what team's Bryce Young on?
No, wait a second. CJ Stroud is a Panther.
No. Wait.
The Carolina Panthers select Bryce Young.
Yeah, Bryce.
Yes.
Yes, Bryce Young is a Texan.
Oh, we're terrible. You had me freeze for a second. I'm like, sorry. Wait a minute, is Bryce Young on the Panthers?
No, no.
My bad.
No, no. This just My happened bad. 3 months ago. We spoke about it for a year and a half. No, Bryce Young is in Carolina.
My bad.
Bryce Young is in Carolina. That's right. Carolina traded up for that number one pick, took Bryce Young, then CJ Stroud of the Texans at two.
My bad.
I would have bet any amount of money in the last 5 minutes that Bryce Young was a Texan.
It's still crazy. It's a blessing. I'm super grateful to be here.
Oh, forget the Texans then.
No, no, because you get to see CJ Stroud and Will Anderson. Okay, they went 2-3. And Will Anderson was the best defensive player in college football for 2 years running.
Don't give me a Will Anderson take
no,
here.
No, no.
You have taken the Texans because of Bryce Young. Don't give me the Will Anderson crap now.
No. Excuse me, my bad.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
It's funny because if you think about it, the Panthers traded into that number one slot, and then the original story, remember, was they love C.J. Stroud.
That was. And then
that was the first imprint.
And then that day before all the Will Levis stuff broke, like they never were in love with Bryce Young. But either way, I had you dead to rights. You were taking the Texans because of Bryce Young, and you backpedaled so fast. Will Anderson.
DJ Tommy D. I'm not going to get emotional like someone did when Jeter retired, but I will miss the chemistry every morning, and I just want to wish Miraz the best. My last gossip from Food Town is Bob the Deli Man is here saying goodbye. Hashtag cold water.
Booskies.
Does that mean DJ Tommy D doesn't tweet it to our show anymore? Instead,
I get DJ Tommy D in the divorce?
Sounds like it, which is not a win for you.
I'd rather not get divorced.
I mean, that's really...
Get cold water.
Tomorrow is going to be a special show. It's the final show with Miraz here as a full-time member. Of course, as the days and weeks progress, we'll let Mraz get his feet situated over there, but we're going to welcome him back for some stuff. But tomorrow, last full show with him. And so, really, a cast of thousands, plenty of guests, a lot of stuff to get to. So it's going to be one of those where you have to be in front of the computer watching or in front of your phone watching, because, you know, you can watch, you can listen, obviously, on all the affiliates nationwide and north of the border, as well as SiriusXM 158 and on both the apps. But you might want to pop up the Twitch or the YouTube app, especially at the finale of the show, because, you know, you're going to want to see, I'm sure, the proceedings, but the entire day is going to be available podcast form as well if you miss it. But we want you to listen to it live on hundreds of affiliates across the network. And also, as I mentioned, you can stream us as well on all of those different platforms. So should be a big show. I'm very excited about it. There has not been any tears yet. So will we break that streak tomorrow? Find out. It's the final mystery. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Melodio, the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. It'll be a Target demo Friday as well, so a good chance for your final salutations to the Thictator. Be good and be good to one another. I'm DA. We'll see you tomorrow. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.